Så har vi deres med en tid til at tælle af.
Der er sådan en behum, så? Der er sådan en behum, eller siger du?
Nej, der kan man lade med små hak i krop.
Om vi slår det for? Om vi slår det for?
Nej, det er det for alle, de kunne du også.
Okay.
يعني ده كل يعني لما صورت الشاشة
في الواتساب
أظهرت كل المجموعات
أظهرت في الواتساب أما هنا في معظم الشيء ظهرت كله
يعني
ف
حتى ولو نبهت علي يكفي هو ينبههم ويخبر
طيب فأنت ممكن تنبههم عن طريق ال
أو أفتح هذا كذلك
نعم
دوائر
ولا من واتساب عن شيء نفسه
إن شاء الله نعم ليس نفسه
هل تعطيك
فهمتني
في التليفون فيها توصيك على طريق الواتساب مباشرة
نعم
هنا ما تعملهاش
نعم هذا اللي أرى نعم
أنت نبي علي من عندك من تليفونك أحسن
نبي علي وحده
لا اقرأ جماعة اقرأ كلها أيوة علي فيها
علي فيها
نعم
نعم
خلاص أرسلها
زاكم الله خير هاي. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين نستمر في درسنا في مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة وقد أخذنا جزء من قوله ومن أصول أهل السنة والجماعة الإيمان باليوم الآخر هذه الفقرة التي نبدأ اليوم لأننا قد انتهينا من جزء في إيمان بكتب الله عز وجل المنزلة والآن بإذن الله تعالى نبدأ من الفقرة من أصول أهل السنة والجماعة الإيمان باليوم الآخر. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our class today, we will start the section related to Iman in the last day, to believe in the last day. Iman bil yawm al akhir. And our last lesson was pertaining to Iman in the books that have been revealed upon the messengers of Allah. The books that have been revealed upon the messengers of Allah, it is incumbent upon us to believe in them. And today we'll be taking the section that from the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah is that they believe in the last day. They believe in the last day. وَمَا فِيهِ مِمَّا أَخْبَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الإيمان باليوم الآخر وما فيه مما أخبر الله عز وجل. We believe in the last day and we believe in that which Allah informed us of regarding the last day. وما معنى يوم الآخر؟ ما معنى اليوم الآخر؟ When it is mentioned the last day, what is meant by this statement? يوم الآخر هو ركن من أركان الإيمان وركن من أركان الإيمان كما أخبرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث حديث جبريل حينما قال ما الإيمان قال الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وأن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره ثم قال جبريل صدقت. What is يوم الآخر? يوم الآخر means the last day. The last day. And يوم الآخر is from the pillars of Iman. As came in the hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was asked, what is Iman? He said, to believe in Allah, to believe in His books, to believe in His angels, to believe in His messengers, to believe in the last day, and to believe in the decree, the good of it and the bad of it. He said, Sadaqt, you've mentioned the truth, you've said the truth. يوم الآخر يعني لماذا يسمى هذه يوم الآخر؟ يوم الآخر لماذا تسمى لماذا سمي بيوم الآخر؟ سمي بيوم الآخر لأنه لا يوم بعده لأن لا يوم بعده ولأنه لا نهاية له لا نهاية له ليس هناك يوم يأتي بعده وكذلك سمي يوم القيامة وسمي يوم الدين وغير ذلك من الأسماء التي مذكورة في القرآن. Why is يوم الآخر, the last day, called the last day? Because the last day, meaning there is no day that comes after it. It's called the last day because there's no day after it. And also because there's no ending to that day. Because there's no ending to that day. And we believe, والشيخ وقال نؤمن بما جاء فيه مما أخبر الله عز وجل أي من البعث والنشور والنعيم والعذاب وغيره من الأمور الغيبية نؤمن بها كلها نؤمن بها كلها بدون استثناء إذا جاء حديث إذا جاء الآية نقبل الآية نقبل كل الأوصاف يوم القيامة التي نجد في القرآن وكذلك مما أخبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم به عن أوصاف ذاك اليوم نؤمن بها نؤمن بكل الأخبار سواء من القرآن أو من السنة الصحيحة. We believe, the Shaykh he mentioned, from the fundamentals of Ahlul Sunnah is that they believe in the Yawm Al-Akhir, the last day. And also believe in that which Allah informed us of in the book regarding this day. And we will add to this, we also believe in that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of from the revelation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to him. We also believe in that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us of regarding that day. قال الله عز وجل وهذه الآية هي دليل من الأدلة على وجوب إيمان بيوم الآخر. This verse that the Shaykh mentioned is from the proofs, from the many proofs of the importance of believing in the last day. قال الله عز وجل قال الله عز وجل الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Those who believe in the unseen, those who believe in the unseen, and they establish the salah, and from that which they've been provided with, they provide. That which they have been given as provision, they provide from it. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. And those who believe in that which came down upon you, meaning the Qur'an and the Sunnah, and they believe in that which came down before you, meaning from Al-Kutub Al-Munazzala, those books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Rusul prior to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أي عندهم يقين يؤمنون بأن يوم القيامة حق هم على اليقين في ذلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله سبحانه وتعالى he mentioned in the ending of this verse, after saying they believe in that which is sent down upon you, and they believe in that which was sent down prior to you, and they believe in يوم الآخر وبالآخرة هم يوقنون, and with the next life, meaning the day of judgment, they are upon certainty regarding it. They take it to be truth. They believe in it. They know that it is a day of truth. It is a day where every soul will be held accountable for their deeds. If they did good, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, they will receive good. If they did evil, then they will receive that which Allah, from His justice, will give them. He will either punish them, or from His mercy, He will relieve them. They believe in this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدَى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who believe in these important issues of Iman, Al-Iman bil-ghayb, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَوَاتِ, they believe in the unseen, they establish the salawat, وَيُنْفِقُونَ مِمَّا رَزَقَهُمُ اللَّهِ, and they provide from that which Allah has given them, وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَالْكُتُبِ الْمُنَزَّلَةِ الَّتِي جَاءَتْ قبل القرآن. They believe in the books that have been sent down upon the messengers, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, those books that came before the Quran, and also the Quran. وبالآخرة أي بيوم الآخر بالأمور يوم الآخرة هم يوقنون هم على اليقين يعرفون أن أمور الآخرة هي حقيقية. They believe in the last day. They believe in the day of judgment. They believe in the day where every soul will be held accountable for their deeds. They are upon certainty regarding the next life. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدَى. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, said those individuals, those المؤمنون, meaning the believers, they are upon guidance from their Lord. عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, they are upon guidance from their Lord. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and those individuals, they are from the successful. عَلَىٰ الْهُدَىٰ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْهُمْ فَائِزُونَ مُفْلِحُونَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ, هُمْ مُفْلِحُونَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, هُمْ عَلَىٰ الْهُدَىٰ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. These individuals who believe in the unseen, they believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are upon guidance. They are upon guidance from their Lord in this life and the next. They are successful in this life and the next. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْبَعْثِ وَالنُّشُورِ وَالنَّعِيمِ وَالْعَذَابِ وَغَيْرُهُ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْغَيْبِيَّةِ, they believe in those affairs of يَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, those affairs of the last day, those affairs of that which takes place after this life, from being resurrected, from being held accountable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the pleasures and or the punishment of the grave. They believe in all of the affairs of the unseen. Na'am. Allah Azza wa Jal يقول يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا, تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا, في ذلك اليوم الناس كلهم أعمالهم ستقدم عليهم من الخير أو الشر, ويتمنى أن الأعمال التي قام بها التي لم يرضى عنها ربهم سبحانه أنها تكون بينهم أمدا بعيدا, أي حجزا لا يرون, لا يريدون أن يروا أعمالهم السيئة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions regarding this day, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا, that day, يوم القيامة, every soul will find what it has done from good deeds in front of them. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا, will find it, it will be brought forward to them. وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا, and whatever he did from evil deeds, he would wish that there was a barrier between him and his bad deeds that he did in this dunya, he would wish that it was far removed from him. He wished that it was non-existent. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, Allah warns us, as he mentions in the same verse, he warns us of himself. And Allah is most gracious, most merciful to his slaves. Allah is most merciful to his slaves. He لا يظلم أحدا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not oppress anyone. Allah doesn't oppress anyone. He gives everyone their due right. وقال الشيخ عبد الحميد الحجوري حفظه الله ويدخل في الإيمان باليوم الآخر الإيمان بالقبر. He mentioned and enters into this section also under the category of Iman bil Yawm al Akhir, is to believe in the grave, to believe in the grave. وَمَا فِيهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمُ وَالْعَذَابِ, to believe in the grave that there is things that will take place, actions that will take place from those actions, is that some will experience pleasure and some will experience pain, punishment. خِلَافٍ الْمُعْتَزِلَ وَالْرَافِضَةِ وَالْخَوَارِجِ ومن سار على سيرهم قال الشيخ يعني يدخل في الإيمان باليوم الآخر الإيمان بالقبر وما فيه من النعيم والعذاب and that which is entailed in it with regards to the pleasure and punishment in opposition to that which the Mu'tazila and the Rafida and the Khawarij, which that which they believe in, and whoever takes the position that they have taken. عذاب القبر والنعيم حق, the punishment of the grave or the pleasure and the reward that the believer will, the ease that he will experience in the grave, and the punishment that the disbeliever or the munafiq will receive in the grave, it's truth. وَالَّذِي لَا يُؤْمِن بِعَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ أو بِالْبَعْثِ أو أي أمر من الأمور الغيبية التي ستحصل يوم القيامة فهو كافر بالإجماع. Those whoever does not believe in the affairs of يوم الآخر, the affairs, those things that will take place from pleasure or pain, or from Allah bringing people out of their graves, or from the questioning that will take place, or any issue with regards to the grave or anything that takes place after the death, anyone who does not believe in this has disbelieved. Because there's a consensus regarding this amongst the Sahaba and those who come after them in righteousness. There's a consensus amongst the scholars that those actions or those affairs of the unseen are true. They're facts. They will take place. There's consensus amongst the scholars regarding that. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كِتَابِهِ زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَّن يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُنَّ ثُمَّ لَتُنَبَّؤُنَّ بِمَا عَمِلْتُمْ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions that those who disbelieve claim that they will not be raised up. Those who disbelieve claim that they will not be raised up. هذا دليل على أن الكفار هم الذين لا يؤمنون بالبعث هم الذين لا يؤمنون باليوم الآخر أما المسلمون يؤمنون بتفاصيل هذا الأمر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, those who disbelieve claim that they will not be raised up. Tell them, say, قل بلى وربي. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say, rather, by my Lord, you will be raised up. And you will be informed regarding what you used to do. That is easy for Allah. That is something easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. That is something very easy for Allah. لأن المعتزلة والرافضة والخوارج لا يؤمنون بالبعث، لا يؤمنون بأن الذي في القبر يشاهد النعيم والعذاب. Because the Mu'tazil and the Rafida and the Khawarij, they do not believe as the believers believe in the fact of there being punishment in the grave or reward. ثم ذكر الشيخ كان عثمان يعني عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه إذا وقف على قبر بكى حتى يبلى حتى يبلو لحيته. He mentioned that Uthman ibn Affan, he used to, if he stood upon a grave, he would cry. He would cry if he stood at a grave, he would cry to a point his beard will become wet. His beard will become wet from tears. It will become drenched in tears. فَقِيلَ لَهُ تَذْكُرُ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارِ فَلَا تَبْكِي وَتَبْكِي مِنْ هَذَا. It would be said to him when he would be standing at the grave crying. He said, you mention, remember paradise and the hellfire, you do not cry. You do not cry when you remember paradise and hell, but you cry with regards to this, the qabr, you cry on top of the graves. فَقَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ الْقَبْرُ أَوَّلُ مَنَازِلِ الْآخِرَةِ فَإِنْ يَنْجُ مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرْ مِنْهُ وَإِنْ لَمْ يَنْجُ مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ. And then Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he explained with regards to him shedding tears to a point his beard becomes very wet and soaked with tears. He would explain that the grave is the first point or the first entry to the next life. If an individual is saved, he's saved, if he's successful with regards to it, whatever comes after it is more easier than that. I mean, if he passes, he passes the test with regards to the questioning, whatever takes place in that section that he enters, when he enters into his grave, if he passed the tests in that time, whatever comes after it is easy. And if he is not successful, if he is not safe, he is not successful regarding that first entry into the next life, then what comes after it is more difficult. It's more difficult upon him. That's Allah Azza wa Jal Al-Afiya wa Thabat. He asks Allah to save us, give us safety, and make us firm في الدنيا والآخرة. هذا هو السبب أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا إخواننا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا في صلواتنا إذا تشهد أحدنا أن نقوم بالدعاء. This is why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he informed us and commanded us after the tashahud in our salawat to make dua, الاستعاذة بالله عز وجل من الأربع. To make استعاذة from four. يقول العبد كما أمرنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. هذا هو السبب نحن نقول هذا الدعاء بعد التشهد في صلواتنا الخمس أو في غيرها من الصلوات المكتوبة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is when we think about the qabr, when we think about the fitna that takes place, that the trial that some will take, some will experience. Some will experience pleasure and some will experience pain. Some will experience reward and some will experience punishment. When we think about this, this issue of the qabr, it reminds us of how important it is that the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded us to make dua after the tashahhud. After the tashahhud, we make dua. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking refuge with Him from the punishment of four. From four things, from four matters. As the dua, the authentic dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adabi jahannam. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from the punishment of the hellfire. وَمِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ, and from the punishment of the grave. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا وَالْمَمَاتِ, and from the fitna, وَالْفِتْنَةِ فِي الدُّنْيَا هَذِهِ, عَلَيْنَا أَنْ لَا نَنْسَى هَذَا الدُّعَى, لِأَنَّ مَا وَقَعْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَحْيَا. We must make sure that we make dua regarding these affairs. And this just remind me, such as what the people are being trialed with in this day and time. It's from the fitna of mahya, the fitna of life, such as which we're experiencing now. We make dua that Allah protects us all from the fitna of mahya. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. هذا دعاء, دعاء عظيم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to make دعاء. He said, اللهم إني أعوذ بك, O Allah, verily I seek refuge with you, min adabi jahannam, from the punishment of the hellfire, wa min adabi al-qabr, and from the punishment of the grave, wa min fitnati al-mahya wal-mamat, and from the fitna of life and death, wa min fitnati al-masih al-dajjal, and from the fitna of the dajjal. As some will call the Antichrist, but we call it Masih al-Dajjal. And this reminds us, this dua shows us the importance of making dua that Allah protects us, especially in times like this. خاصة في أيام مثل هذه عندما ينتشر الوباء والبلاء في العالم, especially in times like this where we find that the illness, this virus, is spreading throughout the earth, and this trial, this fitna of this dunya, it really requires that people have thabat upon their deen and seek closeness and make isti'adha. And seek aid and seek protection. To seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this dua is to be said after the tashahhud. And this dua is dalil. This is proof that there is a punishment in the hellfire. There is a punishment in the grave. And this is a proof that there's fitna of this dunya, of this worldly life, and there's fitna of death, and that there's fitna of the Dajjal. And it shows us the importance of making dua that Allah protects us from it. فَقَالَ الشَّيْخ فَنُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَبْرِ وَمَا فِيهِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ وَمَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ لِلْكَافِرِ وَمَنْ أَرَادَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ عُصَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. He said, we believe in the grave and that which takes place from pleasure for the believer and that which takes place from punishment to the disbeliever. And not just the disbeliever, but whoever Allah wants to punish from the evildoers or the sinners from the believers. Na'am. لِأَنَّ هُنَاكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِمَّنْ يُعَذَّبْ فِي الْقَبْرِ لَيْسَ فَحَسْبْ الْكَافِرِ هُنَاكَ مِمَّنْ يُعَذَّبْ فِي الْقَبْرِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ عُصَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد عياذا بالله من ذلك. The Shaykh, he mentioned that this is a proof, he mentioned that we believe in the fact that in the grave there will be reward for the believer, and for the disbeliever there will be punishment. And there will be punishment also for, there will be punishment also upon the sinners from the Muslims, whoever Allah chooses to punish. قَالَ تَعَالَى النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا يَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا الْآلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of Allah. He said, they will be exposed to the hellfire. They will be exposed to the hellfire. يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا. They will be exposed to the hellfire. غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. And morning and night. يَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. The day of judgment, it will be caused to receive the severe punishment, meaning Fir'aun and his people will receive a severe punishment, as a severe punishment will be upon them. وَهَذَا دَلِيلَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الْكُفَارِ يُعَذَّبُونَ. وَلَكِنْ نُحِبُّ أَنْ نَذْكُرْ دَلِيلًا عَلَىٰ أَنَّ عُصَانِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ يُعَذَّبُونَ فِي الْقَبْرِ. This is proof with regards to the punishment of the disbelievers. But there's proof with regards to the punishment of the sinners from the believers. And مَا يَبْذُلُ لِلذِّهْنِ حَدِيثُ الَّذِي جَاءَ فِي الْبُخَارِي وَمُسْلِمِ أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مر على قبرين فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إنهما يعذبان إنهما لا يعذبان وما يعذبان في كبير. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, once he walked past two graves. مر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على قبر. فقال, he passed by a grave and he said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ. the two of them, they're being punished. وَمَا يُعَدَّبَانْ فِي كَبِيرٍ. And they're not being punished regarding something that could have not been avoided. القول هذا وما يعذبان في الكبير العلماء يفسرون ليس بمعنى ليس الكبير من الكبائر لا يعني وما يعذبان في الكبير بمعنى يعني هذا الذي يعذبان من بأجله أو بسببه يعني شيء يستطاع بعد عنه شيء يستطاع بعد عنه. It said, verily, there's two that are being punished, and what they're being punished regarding is something that could have been avoided. وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانْ فِي الْكَبِيرِ. And they're not being punished regarding something that could have been avoided, meaning they're being punished regarding something that is not something that could have not been avoided. ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلى أما أحدهما فكان يمشي بالنميمة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أما أحدهما كان يمشي بالنميمة وأما الآخر فكان لا يستتر من البول. الأول كان يمشي بين أوساط الناس بالنميمة كان نماما. ما معنى النميمة؟ يعني إكثار الكلام أو نشر الكلام على وجه يراد به إفساد. يعني ينقل كلام من شخص إلى شخص آخر ويريد فتنة بينهما. ينقل كلام إلى شخص آخر علشان على وجه يراد به الإفساد. فهذا بمعنى النميمة. والثانية ما كان يستتر نفسه من البول ما كان يستنجي نفسه من البول فلذلك كلاهما معذبان في القبر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said as far as with the first one who was being punished in the grave, when he passed by the grave, he said, this individual, he used to walk between the people with slanderous speech. He used to slander the people. He used to speak ill. What is namima? Namima is to spread speech intending to cause fitna, intending to cause trial amongst the people, or confusion, or cause this individual to hate that individual. This is namima. قال أما أحدهما فكان يمشي بالنميمة وأما الآخر فكان لا يستتر من البول. And the second individual, he did not use to protect himself from urine, meaning he did not make a proper istinja. He did not purify himself properly. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ جريدة يعني رطب فشقهما أو فشقها نصفين. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم شق عصا أو عودة يعني جريدة رطبة إلى نصفين ثم غرز أي وضع على كل قبر واحدة وقال لعله يخفف عنهما ما لم تيبسا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, after explaining the two individuals in the grave they're being punished and what they're being punished for, and it shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم some issues regarding the next life, meaning after death, issue of the qabr. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this individual is because he used to spread slanderous speech. This individual is being punished because he didn't clean himself properly from urine. shows us the importance of not committing ghiba wa namima, and that it's from the kaba'ir al-dhunub. Al-ghiba wa namima wa adam nazafat al-jasad min al-kaba'ir. This shows us that spreading slanderous speech and backbiting, slandering people, and also not cleaning ourselves properly, these issues, these actions, these sins are from the major sins. These actions are from the major sins. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he took a piece of stick and he broke it into two halves and he placed it, stuck it inside of the graves of these two individuals. وَبَعْضُهُمْ يَقُولُونَ أَنَّ أُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَبَعْضُهُمْ يَقُولُونَ لَيْسُ بِمُسْلِمِينَ وَلَكِنْ أَشْصَحِيهَ أَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عُصَاءَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Some of the scholars, they mentioned that these two individuals are not from the believers. Some have mentioned that they are from the believers, from the sinners. The correct position is that they're from the sinners of the believers, from the Muslims. They're from the sinners of the Muslims who will be punished in the grave. So the Prophet ﷺ, he put two sticks, two ripe, or sticks, then ratiba, sticks which are ripe, fresh sticks, inside of the graves, and he said, لَعَلَّهُ يُخَفِّفْ عَنْهُمَا. He said, perhaps this will lighten their punishment. Meaning punishment of the grave. يُخَفِّفْ عَنْهُمَا مَا لَمْ تَيَبَّسَ. Yani, as long as it does not dry up. As long as it does not dry up, it will be a lightening of punishment. And this was the رَجَاء مِنْ نَبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This was the hope from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وفعلا فشاهد أن في القبر عذاب أو نعيم. والدليل على أن نعيم في القبر, ونكتم بهذا, يعني حديث الذي جاء عن أنس ابن مالك رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن العبد إذا وضع في قبره تولى عنه أصحابه إنه ليسمع قرع نعالهم إذا انصرفوا أتاه ملكان فيقعدان فيقولان له ما كنت تقول في هذا الرجل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأما المؤمن فيقول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هناك يعني المؤمن تبعا يؤمن بتوحيد الله عز وجل, طبعا يؤمن بالله عز وجل ويؤمن برسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. المؤمن سيقول أشهد أنه عبد الله ورسوله, هكذا يقول المؤمن, أشهد أنه عبد الله ورسوله. أما الكافر أو المنافق فيقول رسوله, أما الكافر أو المنافق فيقول عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أدري, كنت أقول ما يقول الناس, كنت أقول ما يقول الناس فيه. فيقال له لا دريت وما تليت, ما دريت, لا دريت وما تليت. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned a hadith that came on the authority of Anas ibn Malik. It's a hadith where the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, verily, the slave, if he's put in the grave, his loved ones will leave. His companions will leave from him. And he will hear the sounds, the clicking, the steps of their feet, he will hear the sounds of it if they leave. And then two angels will come to him. The two angels will come to him. And they will ask him, what do you say regarding this man? What do you say regarding this man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? As far as with the believer, he would say, I bear witness that he is the slave of Allah and his messenger. As far as with the disbeliever or the hypocrite, he would say, I don't know. I used to say what the people would say regarding him. It would be said to him, you do not know, and nor did you read. ثُمَّ يُضْرَبْ بِمَطْرَقَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ. Then this individual, this disbeliever, he will be struck with a hammer. He will be struck with a hammer. ثُمَّ يُضْرَبْ بِمَطْرَقَةٍ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ ضَرَبَةٍ بَيْنَ أُذُنَيْهِ. He'll be hit right between his two ears. فَيَصِيحُ صَيْحَةً يَسْمَعُهَا مَنْ يَلِيهِ إِلَّا الثَّقَلَيْنِ. He will be hit between his head with a matraqah, with a hammer. And this individual will scream. This is punishment of the grave. He will scream so loud that the creation other than the jinn and mankind will hear the screaming. This is the punishment, or from the punishment of the grave. That's Allah lana wa lakum al-thabat. We ask Allah to make us firm. Ask Allah to make us firm. Wa bi idhnillahi ta'ala naktafi bihada al-yawm insha'Allah nastamir gadan wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barakatuh. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.